This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Family Farmer, part of the Good Day program that I am very passionate about. Not that I'm not passionate about all the things that we do on the air, but this program, the hour that I spend every week talking about the plight of those who are like me, who have been around the animals, been around the farm all their lives, and see much of what we worked on, some of our dreams going up in smoke, poof, because of malfeasance, government malfeasance, the influence of big ag, and how it is just pulling away at almost every turn food supplies that we get. What's happening on the farm and in our country? That was the reason that I started doing the American Family Farmer a couple of years ago. I wanted you to know about what was happening in the areas of food being produced here, how it's being produced, how we can help the plight of the American family farmer, how we can help those who are families running ag businesses, how we can help the locavores. That movement is growing by leaps and bounds because people want to have a say in where their food is coming from. I'm a family dairy farmer. The mission here is to be a voice of advocacy for our family farmers. So each week we pull apart some issue, a problem if you will, and show you how a farmer has fixed the problem, or at least is dealing with the problem. And so we've invited Mark Santucci, who is the owner of the Santucci Farm in Traverse City, Michigan. He has a story about federal regulation, what's happened to his rare form of farming. Mark, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So tell us a little about you and the Santucci Farm. What's your family's story? Are you first generation? Are you third generation? Is this an old farm? What's the story?
Well, I'm first generation. I bought the farm 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago. Like you, I'm originally from Massachusetts and moved out to Michigan. I had a government job, and part of my job was promoting the export of Michigan products, and I went up to Traverse City as one of my first duties and fell in love with the area and asked one of the owners of a local winery if there was ever any land for sale, let me know. A couple years later, he let me know, and I bought it, and I've been involved in it ever since.
All right, so what kind of farming do you do there?
We do primarily cherries, although we do have some grapes and some chestnuts as well. And I also am involved in a pig farm down in the Lansing, Michigan area.
All right, so how do they all fit together? I can imagine the pig farm, you can take the waste, the leftover stuff that you can't use or sell from the cherry trees or from the other things that you raise and feed it to the pigs. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what
mm-hmm.
you're doing in part?
We do in part. We don't do it with the cherries, but we do it with the chestnuts. And we do it with neighboring farmers for other products like apples and pumpkins and the like for the pigs.
So I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. This is something, by the way, you go to Santucci Farm, Santucci Farm .com. I think, but this is the Facebook page, I think, is what's better, if you don't mind me saying so. You get a lot of followers. In that way, we can find out more about your harvest. Tell us what it's like. What is cherry, when you're growing cherries, is it like apples and peaches, any other sort of tree-based crop?
It might be similar, more similar to peaches than to apples. First of all, there's two ma- main types of cherries. There's the sweet cherry and the tart cherry. The sweet cherry, everyone across the country is familiar with because that's what's sold in your stores, and that's what you eat fresh.
I love them.
And I do too.
And there's a good cry. This year, they seem to be pretty good this year. The cherry.
Yes, actually the quality of the sweet and the tarts were outstanding this year. They're the best I've ever seen on our farm anyways. Mm-hmm. And
why do you think that is, Mark? So give us I want to pull this apart a little bit because there aren't a lot of people who are doing cherry farming and or raising the things that you are raising together. And because you raise so much of this, such a significant producer, I think this makes a fascinating story because we're used to talking about dairy. We're used to talking about the produce farmers, that you know, the guys that are doing vegetables and stuff. So this is unusual. So tell us about.
I would say that the main variable is weather. Mm-hmm. And this year, the weather could not have been more perfect. We did not have any early frost that would damage the cherries at their formation. We had a sunny and dry period when the cherries were getting ripe, and when they were ripe, we had all the heat we needed to produce a sweet cherry, and we didn't have any violent storms that would create wind whip on the cherry. So that was the main variable that gave us what I call the perfect cherry this year. We did a couple other little things. We changed the fertilizer and added some fertilizer to them that we think helped a little bit. But if I was going to pick one thing, the dominant factor would be the perfect weather we had.
Mm-hmm. How many people in Michigan, or how large is this business? How many cherry orchards would you say there are in the state of Michigan and maybe around the country would be a good reference?
Well, again, you have to split between tart cherries and sweet cherries. Sweet cherries is a much bigger industry than the tart cherry industry. Right. I think the sweet cherry industry is around 600 million pounds. The tart cherry industry is about 300 million pounds.
Really? And you don't grow them together, or do you have both on your farm?
I have both on my farm. I actually have 11 different types of cherries that I grow. Most of them for the pick-your-own. I have a bunch of dwarf trees with different type of cherries that will ripen at different times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Four main cherries for the processing industry. I have a dark sweet cherry, a light sweet cherry, a Montmorency tart cherry, and a Balaton tart cherry.
All right, I want to talk about your customer base. Who buys these? How broad is it? I don't think there's anything better. And by the way, they're very good for you as well. There's nothing better. I just a few minutes ago grabbed a handful of cherries. I hope they came from your Santucci farm. They're fabulous, though. There's something about them. There's a fabulous firmness and the sweetness, and they're very good for you. So we'll continue with a focus on processing the customers, what the problem is, why Mark is here, as we continue our focus on the American family farmer at 14 past the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go.
And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Doug Steffen here at 17 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, hosting Mark Santucci, who runs the Santucci Farm in Traverse City, Michigan. There is a problem that he's had to deal with regarding federal regulation. We're going to get to that, but I wanted to know, for your benefit, what sort of things go on a farm that specializes in raising millions of pounds of cherries every year. How long is the season, Mark?
The season is pretty short. The tart cherry season is just for a week.
Really?
From when we start to when we finish is 1 week. Sweet cherries is a little bit longer because we have some later varieties. Otherwise, that would just be about 10 days, too. But we stretch it out to a 3-week period.
How do you do that?
By growing cherries that are ripe early and by growing cherries that are ripe later. Again, our sweet cherries, a lot of them are hand-picked by people who come up to pick their own like they do with strawberries or blueberries or whatever. So we have a little pick-your-own operation as well.
But you have a machine, or do you have people in a week? How many trees have you got on the farm?
A machine. We probably have 4,000 trees, and we have a machine that harvests the cherries for the processors. They basically shake the tree, not all the cherries, but 95% of the cherries then fall off of the tree, go into a big tarp, up a conveyor belt and into these large bins, and then the tractors take them to our cooling pad where they're cooled down and then shipped off to the processor.
So do you have to have equipment that's dedicated? Do you own the equipment, or do
yes.
you share it with people who also have it 1 week?
I own it and share it. I own
you
it
do.
And I share it with one of my neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, 1 week a year. So you spend the whole year preparing. What does it take to plant and grow a healthy cherry tree?
It takes 10 years for a tart cherry tree from when you plant it to when you get your first processed harvest.
And it's amazing. I had no idea that it was this short. You know, apple season lasts from August to the frost.
And
so you get it with these. How much trouble do you have with birds?
Birds are a problem, but because everyone on the peninsula, most farmers are growing cherries, and the birds have to eat something else when the cherries aren't available, there aren't as many birds as there could be, and so we might lose 5% to the birds at the top of the trees, but they're not really a major problem. They're more of a problem for people who have one tree or two trees
right.
in their
yeah.
home.
Yeah, you can stand there on the top of the barn with a shotgun, blam, 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 blam.
Right.
All right, in a moment, we're going to talk about the problem that, Mark, now that you know about him and his farm, the problem that the feds created, I say created for him. Mark Santucci from Michigan, cherry farmer here on American Family Farmer.
We use
places mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Conversation 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Mark Santucci on the American Family Farmer portion of the Good Day program. The focus on his cherry farm in Traverse City, Michigan. So the federal government has forced you to let tons of perfectly good cherries go to waste. What's the story? What's the problem? What'd they do?
Okay, I'll try to give it to you as quickly as possible. Back during the Depression, the farmers like myself growing fruits and nuts, as I said, it takes 10 years to start a tree in production, and then your tree lasts for another 20 to 25 years. So during the Depression, when demand went down because no one had any money, the farmers were not getting paid anything, not even the marginal cost of producing for their stuff. So Congress passed the Agricultural Marketing Act of 1937 as a way to try to prop up the price of these fruits and nuts for the farmers. Whether it worked or not, who knows back then. I understand why they did it. Go forward to 1995, the cherry industry was losing, demand was declining because the women weren't home baking pies. They were out working with the men, and so cherry consumption started going down for tart cherries. So there was a call for reenacting this 1937 act, and sure enough, it was put in place. The problem is, though, that whenever you try to mess with the marketplace like this, unintended consequences happen. And two things happened in this case. One, imports, which were never a factor in our market, all of a sudden became a huge factor. Imports now account for 40% of our consumption of tart cherry products. The second thing is, someone who might be a marginal producer who, without the agreement, wouldn't be growing cherry trees, all of a sudden finds it possible to grow them and make a small profit. So you increase the domestic supply of cherries, and then what happens is you have this cherry industry administrative board, which is set up under this act under the purview of the Department of Agriculture, which tries to control the supply of cherries. Only their only authority is to control the domestic production. They have no control over imports.
Yeah, right.
So what happens is you try to prop up the price. The foreign producers in Turkey and Romania and Hungary and Poland, they see an opportunity to undercut what the price is and still make a pretty good profit for them. And next thing you know, our processors, instead of buying domestic cherries, start buying the imported product. And I don't blame them. I would do the same thing. They're out to make money, and that's how they make money. To add insult to injury, if you buy a domestic cherry under the CIAB, there's always a restricted supply. You can't sell that cherry unless you're allowed to by the CIAB. So a domestic processor this year has to hold 30% of the cherries he buys off the market unless there's a disaster in some future year, which means he can buy an imported cherry, doesn't have to restrict any of those, but if he buys domestic cherries, he has to restrict 30% of the supply. And then to throw salt in the wounds, each pound of cherries that we produce and sell to a processor, we have to pay a penny and a half to promote cherries generically. The importers don't have to pay a dime. Right. So we are paying to promote
their
importation of cherries.
What is wrong with this country? This is why we need a revolution. Stand by, Mark. We continue telling his story. Is it your story? It could be. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Birthdays, weddings, New Year's, we all have our ways of celebrating these big, momentous occasions. But what about those unexpected events that make you happy, fulfilled? And tell you a little bit more about who you are, in fact. Andy Solomon has some food for thought.
August 27th is Just Because Day, a reminder that one of the greatest joys in life is celebrating any occasion. Princess Cruises Celebrations Ambassador Jill Whelan, otherwise known as Vicky Steubing from The Love Boat, explains why a cruise vacation is the perfect setting for a celebration.
Cruising offers the greatest venue for any celebration because sailing out on the beautiful seas and visiting inspiring destinations and making lifelong memories with the ones you love is the ultimate celebration. And Princess Cruises has something for everyone.
As the godmother to three princess ships, Jill has witnessed celebrations of all kinds.
Whether you're marking a milestone anniversary, a new job, losing weight, bringing the family all together, or getting away just because, anything that makes life better should be commemorated. Occasions become extraordinary when celebrating with Princess Cruises.
For more information, visit princess.com/celebrations. Now you're in the know from Princess Cruises.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My best friend, and I love you.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day's American Family Farmer, a weekly discussion of issues that affect the small family farmer and the people who buy and use the products grown on our American family farm, the locavore movement. Mark Santucci is here, the owner of Santucci Farm in Michigan. The feds have done another one of the, every time you hear one of these stories, you think it can't be any, there can't be any more of this kind of stuff. This is stupid. And then there's one story that's more stupid. And then another stupid story on top of it. And you wonder if there isn't a plot or is it just stupidity. So in honor of us having this conversation, Mark, I went downstairs and had a handful of cherries. And then I started thinking, after you told us the story about the imports, because I'm like a lot of us, even if we are farm focused, I read labels on most of the things that I buy in the store. but I will admit to not looking at labels on fruit and vegetables. A lot of times vegetables don't have them anyway, unless the stores are bragging about having local farms and local produce. Normally, because I have a friend, mine is a dairy farm, so I'm not in the produce business, but there are a couple of produce farms right around me, and I normally, instead of having my own garden, I just go get tomatoes and squash and potatoes and corn and whatever I want from him, because we're always doing each other favors. So I don't tend to look at what the country of origin is for vegetables and fruits. But now, you telling me this story, I'm going to start looking. I don't know whether I threw the bag away. I don't know if the cherries I'm eating are from a domestic producer like you or some place like Turkey, for God's sakes.
Well, you're not going to know either, because they're not required to put
the country of origin labeling. That's it. Another screw job by the feds.
The reason is put where it's packaged or where it's distributed. For example, we have a local producer of cherry concentrate, and what they put on their package is the concentrate is packaged in their town of Michigan, but when they put on the label what the contents are, they put Morello cherry and Mount Morenci cherry, and the key word is Morello cherry. We don't grow Morello cherries in the United States. They come from either Turkey or Hungary, most likely. But most people don't know a tart cherry from a sweet cherry, so when they see the word Morello cherry, it means absolutely nothing to them.
Right. No, it doesn't. And I certainly would I just look for cherries when they're in season.
Right.
And I had no idea the season was only a few weeks long, and the kind of stuff that you have to invest to make all of this work. If you got a bad season, then you're in trouble. You got a good season like this year, you're in great shape. You have more of the tart and sweet cherries than you perhaps can sell. Or in this circumstance, you're being forced to hold on to turkey. If you go to your Facebook page, you have a website. Is this picture on the website too, or is it just on the Facebook page?
It's just on the Facebook page.
So if you go to facebook.com/Santucci Farm, S-A-N-T-U-C-C-I Farm, you'll see a picture of rotting cherries on his Facebook page. It's been shared tens of thousands of times, and that's how I found you a few weeks ago when I looked on my Facebook page and I see this, because I have a number of farmers that I'm connected to. You see this picture of these rotting cherries and think, my God, what the hell are we doing? So you've got this circumstance, and now we have the shelf life is short. You've got to process them. You got to get them around. So all your money is made in a month, basically. All year long, you got to sell them in a month.
Okay. And the other problem is, because of the agreement and because the processors themselves have these huge carrying costs because they're not able to sell all the cherries they buy from us, we get our first payment for the cherries 30 to 60 days after we provide them to the processor. We don't even know what price we're going to get when we deliver them to them. And our final payment takes place a year later.
My heavens. Good God. So you're fighting that. You're fighting the Turks, the Eastern Europeans, the government, all this stuff. Why the hell would anybody do this? That's what I mean. You get right down to it. This is the kind of stuff that is forcing these sorts of circumstances, the stupidity, the ultimate stupidity of government pulling stuff like this off, whether it's that or it's, one wonders, we ask ourselves whether they're just trying deliberately to run everybody out of business, all the family farmers. In this circumstance, you just look at it and you shake your head and you can't understand, you can't realize it. And people say, nah, they couldn't be doing this. Well, yes, they are. Right?
I think cherry farmers, and maybe farmers in general, are eternal optimists.
Yeah.
They have one good year, and they expect every year to be like that.
What do you think the Trans-Pacific Partnership will do to your business if it's enacted?
I don't think it will have, at least initially, any impact at all on our business because the most of the Pacific Rim countries don't grow cherries. Mm-hmm. Now, I could see China at some point in the future. They have certain parts of China that are fruit-growing areas, temperate climates. I could see them getting into it, but up until this point in time, thank God, they have not gotten into cherries in any big
way. How much exporting do we do? Do you, as Santucci Farm and does the cherry business do, we're getting these imports, so what are we doing for exports?
Well, we used to have a fairly robust export market in Germany and in France, but what happened was after the fall of communism, the East European countries, when they became more capitalistic, you saw people starting to buy up land and plant cherry trees. And as I said, it takes 10 years. So in the early 90s, they started planting the trees. By the early 2000s, they were harvesting their first cherries. And the first thing we noticed is we were losing the German and French market to them. And that mm-hmm. kind of makes sense because they're closer to it.
Yeah.
But what we then saw after that is they started coming into the U.S. So we export some, but not nearly the numbers we exported 15 and 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And now our fear more is the imports than the hope of exports.
All right. So do you go to your congressman? Do you go to your senator? Do you get relief or interest other than just slapping you on the back or giving you lip service to try to work on these problems? I'm going to guess you belong to organizations like the National Farmers Union that does, in my opinion, I belong to the NFU. I used to belong to the Farm Bureau, but I think they're more in the pocket of the big ag guys now, so I don't have
any,
use for that.
In fact, I have a story about our Farm Bureau, the Michigan Farm Bureau, but first to answer your question, I have not in the past because I was one of these types who would moan and groan but wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But as my friend said to me, I've crossed the Rubicon and I plan on going to Washington in mid-September and meeting with these people. So I can't make a judgment on them until I actually sit down and talk with them myself.
But
about the Farm Bureau, they wrote a hit piece on me 2 days after this Facebook post. And I found it very curious because, number one, they never even talked to me about it. And when I called them up and asked them why they didn't ask for my side of the story, the guy's answer was, well, you know how social media is. You got to be quick. Meaning, as a reporter, he could care less what I thought. He was doing the bidding of someone else. So
he's not a reporter. He's a lackey. There's a difference between being a journalist, a reporter, and a lackey. And those guys are just laughing. Look at the advertising that they have in their magazines or on their Facebook, or, I'm sorry, on their websites. And then you know it's like a politician. I've said any number of times that we should do the same with politicians and guys like this, as they do at NASCAR. You wear a uniform around that has all of the of your sponsors on the uniform, and then you'd know why these things are happening. Let's pause for a moment. We have a few more minutes with Mark Santucci and his story of cherries and the government and imports and basically getting it in the shorts, as they say. It's 44 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, we have a couple more minutes here with Mark Santucci, the owner of Santucci Farm. Again, I encourage you, I've posted or will post on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/good day. A picture of the rotting cherries and the story of what's happened here, why this is a problem. It's been viewed any number of thousands of times. This is 40% of the food that's produced in our country never gets eaten. We have unbelievable waste. Americans waste so much food. Part of this, however, is that you have a 7% yield here that never gets eaten, it looks like. Or that's the average for the family, for these farmers in general. Is that the number?
In terms of what we harvest?
Yeah.
Well, normally, If everything goes according to our plan, everything harvested gets used. There's probably about 5% that remain on the trees.
Yeah.
That the birds get and the raccoons and anyone else.
Right.
But the real problem is not what remains on the trees. The problem is after it's off the trees and what the CIAB does with it.
You've got about a minute here. What's it like being out in front on this? What you took, the Farm Bureau took a shot at you. Who else is helping and or hurting?
Well, I think there are some cherry farmers who I think don't understand, so I have a few cherry farmers who don't agree. The overwhelming majority of the small cherry farmers have been on my side, and I've gotten a number of private notes sent to me and a couple of phone calls saying, go boy, go. I would say from the farmer perspective, I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Don't be shy retiring and bashful. I get the picture. People who don't like you, they're not going to like you. But I wanted people to know what the story is. So you'll be able to listen to this in our podcast and on the stations that carry the program all around the country. Thank you, Mark, and best of luck. I learned a lot from you today. I'm sure everybody else did, too. Mark Santucci, 50 past the hour.
Attention small business owners.
Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Let's get to something else. This is my commentary this week. It's a thought process, actually, that I am beginning to go through more and more, especially when I hear these stories and you hear these stories from people like Mr. Santucci, who have this unbelievable nightmare to deal with. It's like it's everywhere. No matter what you do, where you go, and it especially affects the farmer, the food we eat. Checking what is being done to preserve not only the lifestyle, but the stuff that's being grown and brought to the table or brought to your store, wherever it's being brought to, how do you know it's really good? There's a website called EWG.org. EWG.org. This is the Environmental Working Group's contribution to your safety and well-being. They have a searchable database of 80,000 different products, household products, food, that sort of thing. You can find the latest news on food and farming and water and that sort of thing and toxins that are in the food. You can subscribe to newsletters, customizing what information you're looking for, but the database here is all about healthy living. As a matter of fact, when you click on to the EWG.org website, you'll see They ask you for your email address so that they can send you information. And their first call is to support organic farming. You can sign a petition to stand up for more organic farming. What has to be done to actually get more organic farming going is to have the government get out of it, because all it does is screw things up. And we all know that. So I'm looking at their overview. They have all kinds of things about food. You can rate what's on your plate and see what they have found out about the nutritional value of various things, all the way from cupcakes to cheeses. I mean, this thing is like the consumer. I find this, frankly, I haven't got much use anymore for the Consumer Reports report, because I found out that, and I think I may have mentioned this, Carrot. I mentioned this a few weeks ago when I was talking about something that was in the Consumer Reports that was just wrong, just plain wrong. And I said that it more and more has become a tool of the people who are contributing. They tell you they take no advertising, which is true. It's kind of like listening to NPR. They don't take advertising, but they take support and then give credit to, in some way, the people who are supporting them. So if you look at the contributors, and a lot of people don't, you would see that a lot of their support is coming now from big pharma, the drug agencies, the big ag people are in there. And what's happening is they are pushing their editorial content is aimed at helping the people who are giving the money. The whole business about supplements that was in there, I think, last month was ridiculous, asinine, the stuff they put out. Are all supplements great? No. But are they all bad? No. That's the same thing as there are certain types of foods that are grown here that may not be as good for you as others, and you get that information. You try to, I think, anyway, in the name of my family, I do it. I want to know what's going on, the farms that are best for the environment, the farm subsidies, who's getting them. They have all of that. The story about Monsanto's GMOs and how there are bitter complaints against them, that was just published last week in the latest EWG.org, a scathing report on the EPA failing to review corn's environmental effects, the GMO side of things, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's so complicated now. Everything is so complicated, it's hard to know what you can get for your children and your family to eat better and have a better life. I get, you hear in my voice, I get so frustrated hearing these stories, trying to deal with or stay one step ahead of the government. And I think that's why I send you to the EWG database, in part. The food that we produce, the way we produce it, has profound effects on our health, our quality of life, the environment. And by the way, this is good and bad. We have farmers that are doing great work, farmers that are doing terrible work. And I think this is a good way to overview it with not a lot of prejudice. So I'd send you to the website again, EW.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.